Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is May 27, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Addi raises $15 million MLN in funding round. Brazilian retail company Via Varejo acquires fintech startup Airfox. Visa supports Pay, UK to deliver request to Pay Pilot. GoBear to unfold its consumer financial services in Asian markets after $17 million MLN funding round. Ascendant FX unveils its new cross-border payments product. SumUp launches SumUp online store to help merchants during COVID-19. Walmart MoneyCard to roll out new features. Payments tech takes advantage of payment rails building blocks. Easing SMBs digital transformations through online payment acceptance. Now let's get started. Addi raises $15 million MLN in funding round. Colombia-based loaning startup Addi has received a capital injection of $15 million in an investment round led by Kona Capital. The loaning startup launched operations in 2018 and with its latest round, Addi has amassed nearly $32 million in funding. According to Contexto, the Colombian fintech will make an international leap into both Brazil and Mexico by the end of 2020. Another share of the funds will be used to improve its loaning platform and boost its capacity. Addi will also offer its customers support programs considering the pandemic crisis. Brazilian retail company Via Varejo acquires fintech startup Airfox. Brazil-based retail company Via Varejo has announced acquiring the US-based fintech startup Airfox. According to IBS Intelligence, under the transaction deal, Airfox will continue to serve as a fintech innovation hub out of its current headquarters and leverage Via Varejo infrastructure to bring more accessible financial services to the underbanked in LATAM, as Via Varejo serves 60 million customers through nationwide retail chains Casas Bahia and Ponto Frio. Moreover, the acquisition is built on the existing partnership between the companies, under which the Airfox team developed and launched its free Banqi digital banking app. Banqi is a mobile banking platform that facilitates consumers' access to their funds and building wealth. The app has no-cost digital transaction capabilities and enables access to banking services through Via Varejo retail locations in neighborhoods throughout Brazil, including features for buying goods, paying bills, pay booklets, topping up cell phones, recharging public transit cards, and more, IBS Intelligence reported. Visa supports Pay, UK to deliver request to Pay Pilot. Visa has announced its support for Pay, UK after facilitating the first request to pay message sent and received using Pay, UK's standards. The announcement comes as Request to Pay is set to launch commercially later in 2020. Request to Pay is a messaging service intended to settle transactions between businesses, organizations, and individuals. In addition, it is designed to complement existing payment infrastructure and will sit alongside other UK billing and payment methods when launched. The service enables billers to directly request funds rather than sending traditional invoices. For each request, receivers are asked whether they would like to pay in full or in part, request an extension, communicate directly with the biller, or decline to pay. Throughout the pilot, Visa tested over 100 biller and consumer use cases, and over 40 exceptions, leveraging payment initiation channels. GoBear to unfold its consumer financial services in Asian markets after $17 million MLN funding round. Singapore-based fintech startup GoBear has raised $17 million to unfold its consumer financial services platform in Asian markets. According to TechCrunch, the funding comes from Dutch venture capital company Walvis Participaties and life insurance and asset management provider Aegon NV. This brings GoBear's total funding so far to $97 million and will be used to expand its consumer financial services platform, which is currently available in Hong Kong, Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, Thailand and Vietnam. Moreover, GoBear will focus on what it calls its three growth pillars, an online financial supermarket that evolved from the company's financial products aggregator, comparison service, an online insurance brokerage, and its digital lending business, which it recently expanded by acquiring consumer lending platform Asia Credit. Overall, the startup provides digital payment options to consumers who don't have credit cards or other access to traditional credit-building tools, using data points from smartphones to assess creditworthiness in markets like the Philippines, where the credit card penetration rate is less than 10%, but more than 40% of the population uses a smartphone, TechCrunch reported. Ascendant FX unveils its new cross-border payments product. Ascendant has revealed the release of its newest cross-border payments product dubbed Payee Intel. This release aims to be a step forward for how businesses collect payee details and send international payments. The development of this product began in 2019 to address cross-border challenges and to reduce the cost of sending those payments. Payee Intel diminishes the number of returns and investigations associated with international payments, facilitates the efficiency of collecting payee banking details, and reduces the overall cost of sending international payments. Powered by Ascendant's proprietary payee intelligence technology, Payee Intel introduces a way to capture complete and correct payment instructions from the source using automation and cloud tech. The Payee Intel system guides the payee through the payment instruction process in real time, automatically notifying the user of the information that is required and/or missing in their instructions, in order to complete the payment in their destination country. Once the information has been entered, Payee Intel completes a validation through Ascendant's Global Financial Institution database, and when all required data is provided and validated, the system immediately updates the payee information in the customer's APay portal for use in future payments. SumUp launches SumUp online store to help merchants during COVID-19. UK-based payments provider SumUp has launched an online payment solution to help merchants shift to the ongoing social distancing measures. According to Verdict UK, the solution is part of the company's pilot to provide a complete toolkit for merchants, following the March 2020 launch of SumUp's invoicing and mobile payments features. Additionally, the tool enables merchants to showcase products remotely, facilitating the making and taking of payments. The tool, called SumUp Online Store, is a SaaS product and comes with the following multi-tiered model and subscription pricing. SumUp Online Store Starter, a simplified version of an online store that allows micro-businesses to showcase their products or services and take payments via social channels such as Instagram, Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp. The service has no subscription charge, with a 2.5% fee per transaction. SumUp Online Store Professional, Advanced and Premium, launching in June 2020, SumUp's premium store subscription allows SMEs to set up and design their own online store. Transaction fees range from 1.95% to 2.5%, with monthly subscription costs from £9. SumUp Online Store also incorporates the SumUp Card feature, which is powered by MasterCard and allows small businesses to access their funds, while enabling them to monitor their finances, and make business payments. Moreover, the SumUp Online Store Starter is currently available to merchants in the UK, Ireland, Italy, Germany, France, and other European markets. Walmart MoneyCard to roll out new features. Walmart and U.S.-based financial technology and bank holding company Green Dot have announced updated features for the Walmart MoneyCard reloadable debit card program. According to the press release, the Walmart MoneyCard, issued by Green Dot Bank, will provide account holders with a 2% annual percentage yield on money saved in the integrated savings account, up to 4 additional money cards for family members 13 years of age and older, free cash deposits, and the ability to add money to your card from an existing bank account. Moreover, in addition to gaining prize savings, MoneyCard cardholders will earn 2% interest (APY) on savings. Other features and benefits, available at Walmart stores or online at walmartmoneycard.com, include ASAP direct deposit. Consumers can pay up to 2 days before payday or their government benefits up to 4 days early. Cash back rewards. The 3-2-1 Save Cash Back program provides all qualifying cardholders in the U.S. and Puerto Rico with 3% cash back at Walmart.com, 2% cash back at Walmart fuel stations, and 1% cash back at Walmart stores, up to $75 each year. Monthly fee waiver. Consumers can waive their monthly fee when they deposit $1,000 or more to their account each month. Free cash withdrawal. Consumers get cash withdrawals from their card for free at Walmart money centers and customer service desks. EMV chip security. Personalized Walmart money cards include EMV chips, providing additional security to user accounts. Account lock security. The ability to lock and unlock an account through the mobile phone. When locked, the Walmart money card cannot be used to spend or access cash at ATMs. Payments tech takes advantage of payment rails building blocks. Despite some drawbacks, legacy rails have mounds of potential to tackle a multitude of B2B payments friction points. For payments technology players, finding the opportunities to build upon existing infrastructure continues to open up new doors in B2B payments improvements. This week's look at the latest in payments rails innovation finds players including MasterCard, Afflex and Paycor targeting existing card and ACH rails to expand their use for corporates, with a focus on reconciliation, data capture and transparency. Meanwhile, credit unions (CUS) are growing more interested in embracing an entirely new rail for their clients and themselves, the clearinghouses RTP. MasterCard Track Business Payment Services Launch. In a significant step toward building upon existing rails to improve B2B payments, MasterCard recently announced that its MasterCard Track Business Payment offering is now live in the U.S. Operating on the card and other rails, the service aims to provide greater control and transparency in the B2B payments ecosystem, targeting suppliers with streamlined and automated reconciliation capabilities without forcing clients to pay via card. Buyers, meanwhile, can capture early payment discounts, gain payment choice, and automate reconciliation, too. When we started work on MasterCard Track Business Payment Service, we looked at the persistent problems in B2B payments and asked ourselves how we could solve them for the benefit of buyers and suppliers, said MasterCard Executive Vice President of Global Commercial Products James Anderson in a statement. What we're building with our partners is a fully digitalized and extremely efficient way for businesses to pay and get paid using multiple payment rails so that buyers and suppliers each capture new and demonstrable value from their payments activity, he continued. MasterCard is planning to expand the service into new markets with new partners and into other account-to-account payment rails, the company said. AdFlex Eyes Card Rails for B2B. There is no such thing as a silver bullet in B2B payments, a single card rail that will address all friction points for all buyers, sellers and stakeholders. But according to payments processing company AdFlex, the card rails hold a particularly large opportunity to mediate friction points, especially when it comes to adopting virtual cards and cloud technology. In a recent interview with PYMNTS, AdFlex CEO Pat Birmingham said while purchasing cards can be complex when it comes to integrating data and payment workflows in the back office, virtual cards support seamless data connectivity and back-end integration when combined with the adoption of cloud-based platforms like accounting and enterprise resource planning (ERP) solutions. Paycor certified by NACHA. Payroll and human capital management solution provider Paycor recently revealed that it secured Notch's certification through its ACH processing. In an announcement on its website, Paycor said the certification means the company has demonstrated robust compliance and risk management capabilities, adherence to NACHA's operating rules, and adequately addressed disaster recovery and business continuity needs of business clients. Becoming Notch certified provides Paycor the opportunity to demonstrate to our customers and banking partners that we perform at the highest standards of ACH processing, compliance and payroll security, said Paycor Chief Financial Officer Adam Ante in a statement. CUS move closer to RTP. In an embrace of one of the newest payment rails in the U.S., CUS are beginning to explore the value proposition of looping into the clearinghouse's RTP network. Doing so can be challenging, however, particularly for smaller financial institutions (FIS) with limited resources. Corporate One Federal Credit Union CEO Melissa Ashley recently discussed that challenge in an interview with PYMNTS, pointing to the opportunity for CUS to work with an industry service provider to tackle the logistical burden of connecting into the payment rail. Doing so, she said, not only means CUS can offer RTP services to their own customers, but they can actually wield the real-time payments capability for themselves when it comes to internal transactions like payroll. Easing SMBs' digital transformations through online payment acceptance. Among the numerous ways small businesses have been affected by the global pandemic, the sudden race to launch online operations has been among the most profound and may ultimately be among the most long-lasting changes to the SMB community. Banks, fintechs, and small business solution providers have rallied around the effort to ease the digitization transition. But while there are many tools at entrepreneurs' disposal to make the shift, it can still be difficult to draw the most logical and frictionless roadmap to business model digitization that will alter the course of many small businesses' futures long after the pandemic. Nikita Melnikovs, member of the board at card payments technology company DECTA, told PYMNTS in a recent interview that for many SMBs, the most obvious first step to the online migration may not actually be the best one. Most entrepreneurs start from a rather obvious step of website development, he said. It does seem absolutely logical, up until the point that you start calculating costs. A digitization strategy. For small businesses that were suddenly thrust into the position of having to migrate online, the pressure was immediate and intense. Melnikov said that first and foremost, the most pressing issue is too many unknowns. How to change business processes to adjust to market demands, how to make a website, how to accept payments digitally, how to market these are all questions that offline businesses have to answer fast, he said. PYMNT's latest COVID-19 business recovery report, a collaboration with American Express, found that 31.6% of SMBs expect to rely much more on e-commerce after the pandemic, noting that organizations must go digital and explore various revenue approaches to outlast the pandemic. As the report explores, it's an immediate priority for SMBs across industries to adjust their business models for a digital platform. From gyms introducing virtual workout classes to healthcare providers embracing telehealth technology, the digital shift is a requirement to keep business running. But rather than focusing on launching that company website as the first step in the transformation journey, Melnikov's pointed to another vital focus of this digitization process that should take precedence. The payments path. For SMBs, the ability to sell online isn't necessarily dependent on a proprietary website, thanks to platforms like Facebook, Instagram and other pre-built digital venues. Instead, said Melnikov's, the most important first step is to enable online payment acceptance and leave the work of setting up a website for later down the digitization road. For B2B sellers, a key focus when establishing online payment acceptance is to ensure that workflows and experiences are optimized both for the small business itself as well as its customers. One strategic way of accomplishing this, explained Melnikov's, is to marry payment acceptance with e-invoicing, a function that he said often benefits the B2B commerce space even more than B2C. For the corporate buyer, this combination optimizes their own internal processes. It simplifies company purchasing and accounting processes, therefore accounting may see information about the transaction, when did it take place, what was the order and its size, as well as the invoice, he said. On the seller side, meanwhile, integrating the e-invoice with payment acceptance has similar benefits in terms of transaction visibility and reconciliation simplicity. Melnikov's pointed to the ability for B2B sellers' systems to automatically remember customers' past purchases and preferred payment methods, for instance. Opportunities for value-added features through the coupling of e-invoicing and payments acceptance can include automatic payment reminders and notifications of unpaid bills sent to buyers. Speed to launch is also crucial for small businesses that need to limit revenue disruption as much as possible. Earlier this month, DECTA rolled out its one-day merchant account opening solution, a service that enables businesses to migrate to an online sales model within 24 hours and gain access to the DECTA gateway. It's a portal that connects businesses to e-invoicing capabilities, enabling them to generate a payment link directly on the bill. Sent via email, the e-invoice lets buyers make seamless card payments, while the DECTA gateway can integrate with sellers' proprietary websites or third-party e-commerce portals like Magento and OpenCart. This technology basically eliminates obstacles to buyers' payments, said Melnikov's. The user experience focus. Flashy websites and stylish online stores can help to ensure that the digitization of a business model is successful. But as digital transformations progress, B2B companies are increasingly understanding the importance of user experience not only in online shopping, but also in the online payment workflow. Again, this focus on user experience can be applied to both ends of a B2B transaction. For sellers, the user experience of any third-party online payment acceptance and processing service provider must ensure seamless integration with the back office, support for data collection and accounting, and features to combat late payments. For B2B buyers, meanwhile, the payment experience can be the difference between completing a sale and turning to a competitor that involves less friction in the process. Melnikov said he expects this focus on digitization, online payments acceptance and the user experience to continue to play a prominent role for businesses in a post-pandemic world. Apart from total digitalization, which we expect in a post-pandemic market, we believe companies will become even more customer-centric, he predicted. User experience will gain importance for companies, so solutions that do not provide a tailored approach will no longer be competitive. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.